reading this morning will be taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." You may be seated.
Great to have you with us. It seems like there's an air of optimism in the air, and we're thankful for that. Happy New Year to everyone. We are beginning this year by thinking about seeds for the new year. I have a small gift for every family here and any single individuals. I'd like for you to take a half a cup of popcorn. Half a cup's typical serving size in a lot of poppers. And we grew this popcorn, in our garden this year and had a good time growing it, learned a lot about it, and our family harvested it and actually just finished harvesting it yesterday. And all of us were involved in that, and it took all of us to collect it all. And we have a lot of it, which is going to be a part of my lesson as well. And so we've been blessed and learned a lot about popcorn. And so hopefully through this lesson, you'll learn a little bit more about popcorn and the lessons we can take from it for 2021. Popcorn kernels can pop up to 3 feet high. That's why you have to put a lid on that popcorn popper. In America, we consume on average about 38 quarts of popcorn each, which is equal to about 17 billion quarts of popcorn as a nation. Now, Nebraska produces the most popcorn of any state, which may not be surprising there, and 70% of popcorn is consumed at home. A lot of that is through microwave popcorn in the bags. Interestingly enough, this little bag has about 650 to 800 kernels of popcorn in it. And a microwave bag will have about around 100, 95 to 100. And so it is much smaller. Now, when you think about popcorn also, it is known as one of America's favorite snack foods. Now, when we start 2021, I want to give you this as a gift, but also as a reminder of some lessons. And I have three lessons from popcorn that we can take. Now, I know this is not exactly the way you wanted your popcorn. It's going to take a little work for you to get it to the exactly way you want it, but it's the best I could do at this time for everybody. I know someone said, "Josh, you should have just popped it for us all, and we could have just sat back and eaten it while we listened to your sermon." But notice number one. Kernels can produce multiplication. This is the age-old biblical lesson that we need to revisit. That is that God can produce a lot out of a little. In Psalm 126, the Bible speaks of this same idea when it talks about the sower going out to sow. And he speaks about this idea of those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. The background possibly was the idea of a famine or a family that had only enough grain for their year. And they go out with tears of hope, tears of sorrow or concern that we need the grain, we need the harvest to survive. And so they go out with the seed to sow with longing for the harvest to come. "For he who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him." The Bible would speak of this in Jesus talking about the parable of the sower. And that's going to be found in Luke 8, 9 through 15. And in Matthew chapter 13, it also includes the parable of the sower. And in Luke's account, it specifically says the seed is the word of God. And that seed is cast along different types of soils. And the type of soil will determine what is produced from that seed. And of course, some of it falls upon the hard soil and doesn't produce anything. And some of it falls upon the good soil and produces even up to 90-fold. Now, when we think about this concept, I want you to realize that the basic concept is that we took Johnny's Select seed of hybrid popcorn, which had about 1,000 seeds in it. We used about There's still some in here, so I'm going to say we used about 600 of those seeds to plant three rows of popcorn in our garden. And then we were able to harvest and get from one seed a ear, sometimes 2 ears, of corn from that. Now, these ears ranged in size from this size to a little longer to some shorter, all different sizes. Most of them were, this is about average. And we were able to get 5 sacks full, and I'm going to estimate we had about 80 quarts, we've been putting it in jars, of popcorn from that. So we took 600 seeds. Remember I said there's about 650 to 800 in this bag. So we took what you'll receive in your bag and got all that from that. And you understand that multiplication is a part of the way the seed works. Well, that's what God wants us to know. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus is talking about this same concept when it comes to the little seed of the mustard seed. And he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree. So the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. And then later in chapter 17, verse 20, talking about this same mustard seed and the mustard tree, Jesus says this, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. What I want to use as an illustration is I want you to think about if all these seeds represent the opportunities you have in 2021. And if you were to think there's 650 seeds, that's to 800. That's basically, let's just say on average, a little over 2 opportunities you have each day to do something good. Now, if you were to think about planting those good works, planting those good seeds, some of those are going to fall on hard soil. When you do something that is according to the Word of God, or you plant the Word of God, you do something by faith, some of those are going to fall on hard soil. Some of them are going to produce a fruit, but it's going to be a little bitty ear. But some of them are going to produce big ears. Some of them are going to produce far more than you ever thought or imagined. But the key is doing numerous things to give God the opportunity to multiply them. How many things, be it mission work, one sermon, one mission trip, that has led to, in some places, for example, in certain countries, hundreds of churches being established. And you say, well, when did the church start here? Well, it started back with this mission trip back in 1950. You think about all the growth that's come out of that. One little seed. I heard about when the iPhone came out, there was a group that said, well, wouldn't it be neat to have the Bible on your phone? And I had the idea, and they thought, well, let's try to see if we can do that. And they created an app, the YouVersion app, the Holy Bible app, which many of you probably use. You can start using it this year and pick a Bible reading plan and use all kinds of different versions, and it will play it to you. You can just listen to it. And that has been downloaded millions and millions of times. And it all started with a little seed, a little idea that has gone farther and included more amazing multiplication than they ever thought possible because of one little seed. And we've seen that in all kinds of ways. But here's the thing. What are you going to plant in 2021? What seeds, be it inviting someone to church, be it praying for someone, be it doing a good deed for someone, being all the kind of things that you can do in 2021 to plant seeds of faith. And it may be a small little seed, maybe like that mustard seed, and you never know. And when you think about Jesus is in the multiplication business. That's what he did in Matthew 14 when he took the loaves and the fish. And he multiplied those and fed thousands. Kernels produce multiplication. The seed, I did some research on this, and when you think about how you can take these seeds and they can pop with good works, if you will, when you plant them, they can multiply. I did some research on popcorn. A typical ear of popcorn has about 650 to 800 kernels. So basically, this is the same as this. In our garden, that's how our garden was organic. So that's about the size. Some popcorn can grow as many as big as 1,200 kernels. on an ear of popcorn. But anyways, this will basically feed our family. One ear, one seed is then feeding our family for a snack. Now, when you think about this, if you were to think about that, that's a 65,000% increase. One seed turned into 650 kernels. Now, when God rewards the planting, He rewards the planting of seeds. He doesn't mess around. For example, in popcorn, the average farmer will plant about 22,000 to 24,000 seeds per acre of popcorn. And there are approximately 77,000 kernels in one bushel of popcorn. And a farmer, an average popcorn yield is about 125 bushels an acre. That's over 9 million kernels. Over 9 million kernels per acre that comes from 22,000. Think about that multiplication. Now, when you think about this, that's what God wants to do this year. Each kernel is an opportunity for you to have. God will multiply it. It's not about your ability. It's about the ability of God to multiply and to take these seeds of opportunity and multiply them for good. Another thing to consider on this is something I ran across in researching this on tools and technology. And this is from 1988, so it's a little dated. I'll update it just a little bit. But notice this. When pilgrims settled in the United States, they brought their tools from Europe and learned to grow corn from the Indians. Everybody knows that story. We teach that to our kids and things. And of course, the pilgrims were struggling, and the Indians came along and told them about putting a fish in the hoe and so they'd give it some fertilizer. Well, it said that on average, the colonists could grow 4 bushels of corn per acre a year. They'd get about 4 bushels. This article says that's 1 bushel for each month of the growing season. By the time of the Civil War, farmers used mules, developed plows and other tools, enabling a man to grow the equivalent of a bushel of corn a week, about 16 bushels per acre. So by the time of the Civil War, they were up to about 16 bushels an acre. They were doing a little better. Now, think about today with all of the advances in technology, the fertilizer, soil analysis, tractors, and the way we have to plant corn, you know that we are far beyond 16 bushels an acre. In fact, we have some fields that can even average 225 bushels an acre. Some parts of fields that can be as high as 280 bushels or 90 bushels an acre, and some, of course, that are going to be much lower than that. But here's the thing. This, in 1988, said that a farmer can grow the equivalent of a bushel of corn for each 10 minutes of the growing season. You just think about going from 4 bushels in the colonist time to what our farmers today do. Now, why can we do that? It's because of tools, because of technology, because of advances. Now, I want you to think about this. What ways did they have in the colonist era, the 1700s, to spread the gospel? Well, they basically had word of mouth, writing a letter, riding on a horse, getting on a ship. Now, how did they have that, their means, compared to what we have today? And we're about as far advanced as they were. As we are in agriculture, we've about advanced that far in communication, in technology, with other ways to spread the gospel. We have a responsibility. We have a stewardship in 2021 to use our technology, to use our tools to spread the gospel. We have more advances in the opportunities we have to give us more time to spread the gospel. We have more ways of putting the Word of God into our mind. We have more opportunities to share the love of Christ than our forefathers did. And so every kernel you can plant this year, you can do it all kinds of ways, but one thing is sure, you have to do it. You have to choose to do good works for Christ, to spread His Word, to plant the Word of God. And then you trust Him to multiply it. And so we need to understand that kernels can produce multiplication. Secondly, I would note, as you think about your little bag of popcorn, that kernels are tested by heat. So I didn't know about growing popcorn. It's the first time we've done that. And when we got to thinking about harvesting popcorn, I originally just thought, well, we'll just harvest it in August or something like that after it dries out some. And then I realized that when I got to looking online that, no, you need to let popcorn stay in a garden area. Farmers are a little different, I guess, in agriculture, large commercial sense. But in our garden, they said, let it stay out there right until before the frost, to the end of October. And we did, and let it dry it on the stalk. And about October, around Halloween, we went out and took them all off and shucked them. And it said, put them in nets, bag nets, and let them dry further in a cool, shaded place. We put them up in our attic. And sure enough, they dried. And it said, now you probably, I was kind of disappointed in this. They said, you probably won't be able to get any popcorn to actually pop until around December. I thought, man, I planted this back in April, May time frame, and I'm not going to be able to eat any until December. They said, well, how do you know you can, when you harvest it in October, November time, you can try and test it. I said, well, how do you test it? Well, most of us probably know how you test it. You just take a few kernels, put it in a little skillet or put it in your popcorn popper, and heat it up. And if you see how it pops, and if it pops good, if it pops the way you want it to look, then it's ready. Now, I tested the first 830 group. Who knows what makes popcorn pop? Who knows what makes popcorn pop? Michael got an early answer on this. Benny knows. What causes it to pop, Benny? The moisture inside. It has to be the right percentage of moisture inside the kernel. And when that moisture is heated up to the point of specifically 347 degrees, then it turns into steam, which causes the outer shell of the kernel, which cannot allow hydrogen and oxygen to permeate, water to permeate, to actually explode. Because it gets so hot, the steam causes it to explode, and it turns into what you and I know as popcorn. Now, the way you find out if it's good then is you heat it up. Now, it's actually the case that that's why you have to let it dry so long from the field, because it has too much moisture. And then, as all the people were telling me this morning, when they used to grow popcorn in their granddads and fathers and others, said that they would always harvest it, and they would put it in the freezer in order to keep that moisture content just the right size until they needed it, and they could preserve it that way for years. I read online, too, that actually if it gets too dry, there's ways you can put moisture back into it, but it has to be the right moisture in order for it to pop. Kernels are tested by heat. Now, I think that's a great lesson for us, because the Bible speaks about how we are tested by heat. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible talks about this same concept about how we're tested by heat. Verse 12. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, he's talking about these different building materials. And he says, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. What's inside, the work that's been done, talking about the preachers and the mission work and the evangelists in this case, and the different building, how them building on Jesus, is going to be revealed based upon this testing by fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. Although he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. He's talking about the stress, the pressure, the testing that's going to come upon these mission works, upon these different preachers and the work they've done. And if they've not built upon Jesus Christ, if they're not built upon the foundation of Christ, then they're going to be burned up. Now over in 1 Peter, Peter says something very similar in chapter 1, 6 through 7. He says this, in this you rejoice, although now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Bible speaks about how we are tested by fire. Now, when you think about this concept, it is simply this. We are tested through the trials of life. You know, the first sermon of the year, preachers, you know, have this idea. Traditionally, preachers are supposed to preach on the vision and the thoughts for that year and are supposed to think about the opportunities. And of course, in 2020, I think it was interesting, you know, most preachers had an easy one, right? I mean, it was a softball coming in there, just ready to hit. 2020 vision. And all across America, you know, preachers got up and we talked about the 2020 vision and we talked about all the great things that were going to happen in 2020. And then we were comical, you know, preachers just looking back about it. My favorite one was the sermon. It wasn't my first sermon of the year, but it was the one I did on connections. I'm sure all of you remember it, right? And I put on the PowerPoint all this web of connections and I was asking the question, you know, how many connections do you have? And I talked about youth group connections and devotionals and Bible classes and ladies groups and men's group and Sunday morning, Wednesday night, all these things. And I was encouraging everyone to think about, you know, you can't be involved in all of them, but you need to be involved in several of them and not just have one or two connections, because the more connections you have, the more people you're connected to. And boy, the Lord just flipped that sermon on end, didn't he? I liked it. Apparently he didn't. But anyways, so here's the thing. I got this one right this year. I don't know exactly what 2021 is going to hold, but I can guarantee you in some way it's going to heat you up. In some way you're going to have a trial. And that's what I should have preached in 2020, right? In some way you're going to have a trial this year. You're going to have a testing. You're going to be heated up. It may be personally. It may be as our nation, it may be as our community, it may be as our congregation, but in some way you're going to be tested. And here's the thing, when you are heated up, are you going to pop with faith? When you're heated up, is there going to be evidence of your faith? The trials, the fire is going to reveal what's really there. And I really guess I could say that what did 2020 reveal about you? What did 2020 reveal about your faith? It refined us. It helped us remove some of the things that shouldn't have been there. It helped us know what we can depend upon. And hopefully, you came out of that stronger. And so as you think about 2021, the kernels are going to be tested by heat. And that leads me to say this, and I think this is appropriate to think about, is that this church in 2021 is going to go through, once again, a transition. And that there's going to be an ending, a losing, and a letting go, and there's going to be that uncomfortable neutral zone, and then there'll be a beginning again, and a fresh start. And I'm talking about in my departure, and the church here having and getting a new minister. That's a big change. That's a heating up. All congregations, all churches know that when you go through a minister change, that's a stressful time. That's a trial. And if you think about my family, we're going through a similar time period where we're going through a letting go, a losing, neutral zone, and a beginning and a fresh start too. And for us, that's a very emotional process. As for the church, it's an emotional process. And there's all kinds of emotions, from happiness and sadness and grief and all those kind of things. So there's going to be a heating up. And one of the things that's neat about this is that we're both going to be going through it on parallel lines together. And we can love each other and encourage each other, support each other, cry with each other, and help each other. And that, but we all know that though the neutral zone is uncomfortable, that there will be a new day ahead. And I'm excited for the opportunities that a new minister will even be able to bring, a new perspective and sermons that I don't have the ability or knowledge to preach, or ideas and suggestions that I don't know. There's new possibilities that are yet in the future. And so as we think about 2021, we know that there's going to be some heating. And in your family, you may know that there's going to be some heating coming personally. Maybe you're like some, that you're still dealing with the anger or the bitterness or the struggle from 2020. There's going to be still some heating of dealing with that. But when you are heated up, that's when you learn about yourself. That's when you learn about who you are. That's when you learn to depend upon the Lord. And so I would encourage you to realize that we're going to be heated in 2021. And then the third point I would say is that kernels are transformed by the heat. Now, as I joked about earlier, honestly, you appreciate this gift a little bit. But if I really wanted to give you a good gift, right, it would have all been hot, butter, popcorn, right? It would have been ready. We don't eat the kernels. No one says, well, boy, I'm just really excited about that kernel right there. We eat the popcorn. We eat it after it's transformed. We eat it after it's gone through the heating process and it's been popped. And then we say, boy, that's good. Someone mentioned after my sermon this morning, they said, Josh, it was good, but you left off the part about the butter and the oil and all those other things that go into it. And of course, they were just teasing me, talking about how we like to add all those add-ins and the salt. They said, don't forget the salt. But it's the transformation, right? It's the transformation that is delightful. It's the transformation that causes us to make this the number one snack food in America. And so when you think about kernels, they're transformed by heat. And that's what the Bible speaks of about us in Romans chapter 12, 1 through 2. When the Bible says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. There's our word, be transformed. Now, does anybody in here have a trouble telling the difference between a kernel and a popcorn? After it's gone through the heating process, one is, you can't bite it. The other one is soft and tastes good. We've been transformed. We've been transformed. Notice how we've been transformed by the renewal of your mind. That's what you got to focus on. You got to renew your mind. That by testing, by the heat, you got to go through the heat. You got to be tested that you may discern by the testing that we've undergone in 2020. We can discern really what the will of the Lord is. Hopefully, you've kind of learned some things about the importance of, for example, the will of the Lord on fellowship, the will of the Lord on worship, the will of the Lord on your need of one another, the will of the Lord on what's really important in this life and where you should put your foundation in. But see, you've been transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may be tested and discern what the will of God is, what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect. And so when you think about this popcorn, I want you to think about you need to be transformed. That you ought to be different today than you were in January 2020. And you ought to expect, you ought to have an intentional expectation that I'm going to be different in January 2022. That I'm going to be different. I'm going to be more like Jesus. I'm going to be transformed and be more like what God would want me to be. I'm going to be a better husband, a better father, a better wife or mother. I'm going to be better at those things. More what God would have me to be. You see, we need to be transformed. Paul would say in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, speaking of this same idea, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, may share his sufferings and become like him in his death. We need to become like Jesus. We want to be transformed more into the image of Jesus. And so when we think about kernels are transformed by heat, we realize that we should be transformed by Christ in the trials of this life. And so as we turn the calendar from 2020 to 2021, I want to give you some seeds for the new year, each family, each person, each individual single, take one. And if you make popcorn, hope that you're able to make some from our family to yours and enjoy that. No, it's not much, but I hope that mainly it will remind you of the seeds of opportunity you have this year. How God can multiply them far beyond imaginable. I hope it will remind you that you're probably going to be heated up a little bit this year. And it's only through that heating up, through that trials, that you're going to really figure and learn who you are and who you need to depend upon. And I hope it will remind you that it's only through that transformation, from going from a kernel to a popcorn, from going from being you to being like Jesus, that you really grow and become who God wants you to be. And then God can say, that is delightful. That's who I want them to be. That's the person I want. And so this morning, if you need to give your life to Christ, if you've not put Christ on in baptism, if you need to rededicate your life, then please come as together we stand and as we sing.